This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The 12th International Day of Yoga is being celebrated across India and around the world today with the theme Yoga for Healthy Aging. The theme highlights the importance of adopting yoga as a lifelong practice for healthy, active and dignified aging. Prime Minister Narendra Modi led the nation in observing the International Day of Yoga from Kolkata's Red Road, where thousands of people joined him in performing the morning exercises. Participating in the Common Yoga Protocol session, Mr. Modi performed yoga alongside thousands of practitioners at the iconic venue. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said, June 21st, which marks the longest day in some parts of the earth, has now become largest community celebration day because of yoga.
21 जून का ये दिन पृथ्वी के कुछ भूभाग पर साल में सबसे लंबी अवधि का दिन होता है और अंतर्राष्ट्रीय योग दिवस के कारण 21 जून का ये दिन विश्व के सबसे बड़े सामूहिक उत्सव का दिन भी बन गया है। विश्व के अलग अलग हिस्सों से योग की एक से एक अद्भुत तस्वीरें आ रही है। पूरा देश योग की ऊर्जा से चैतन्य से भरा हुआ नजर आ रहा है।
The Prime Minister said yoga is not just physical exercise and is not restricted to any age group. It is an expression of human spirit. Since the inception of the International Day of Yoga in 2015, Mr. Modi has led celebrations from various locations including New Delhi, Chandigarh, Lucknow, Mysuru, New York, Srinagar and Vishakhapatnam. President Draupadi Murmu was chief guest at the state-level International Yoga Day program in Jabalpur, Madhya Pradesh today. The event was held at Garrison Ground in Sadar. Meanwhile, several union ministers, organizations and eminent personalities are participating in yoga sessions across the national capital region to celebrate the 12th Annual International Day of Yoga. Union Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda today attended the Yoga Day celebrations at Shantipath. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar participated in a yoga session at Nehru Park in New Delhi. Union Sports Minister Mansukh Mandaviya also participated in the International Day of Yoga celebrations at Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium in New Delhi. Actor Akshay Kumar joined the Sports Minister in the yoga session. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will commission three indigenously built Indian Navy platforms, INS Dunagiri, INS Sanshodhak and INS Agre in Kolkata today, designed by the Navy's Warship Design Bureau and built by Garden Reach shipbuilders and engineers. The vessels are intended to strengthen combat operations, hydrographic surveying and anti-submarine warfare. The National Eligibility Cum Entrance Test, NEET UG 2026, re-examination will be conducted today. It will be held across 551 cities in India and 14 cities abroad for over 22.79 lakh candidates. The examination will be held in the afternoon from 2 to 5:15 p.m. The examination is being conducted in English and 12 Indian languages. Ahead of the examination, the National Testing Agency conducted nationwide mock drill yesterday to verify all systems jammers, CCTV frisking staff and biometrics. The NTA said that it is fully prepared for the smooth, fair and transparent conduct of the examination. Union Minister of Ports, Shipping and Waterways Sarbanand Sonowal has said that three Indian-flagged crude oil tankers carrying over 8.6 lakh metric tons of cargo with 94 Indian crew members have successfully transited the Strait of Hormuz yesterday and are en route to India. The 19th Mumbai International Film Festival will draw to a close today. The biennial festival of documentaries, short fiction, animation and AI cinema began on 15 June and will conclude tonight. The closing ceremony scheduled to take place this evening at Mumbai's Ravindranatya Mandir, the best films will receive 18 awards across the international and national competition categories, carrying a total prize money of 45 lakh rupees along with trophies and certificates. India A will take on Sri Lanka A in the Tri-Series cricket final scheduled to be played in Dambulla today. The match will start at 10 in the morning. Smarting from an ill-tempered defeat in their previous match, India A will look to settle scores when they take on Sri Lanka A in the final. And that is the end of this news bulletin.